Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shir number 25, the Shirin for Women. In Reshaya Wallerstein's book, It's All About Change, he has a beautiful saying here regarding a siddur that's well used, that's worn out, and is falling apart. And he said, I once heard a beautiful and profound line. A siddur that is falling apart belongs to someone who isn't. And he says that a siddur that is worn out and has been used countless times belongs to an individual who isn't falling apart in life, because rather constantly places his or her trust in Hashem and is firmly confident that he will help them through all of life's difficulties. Such a siddur stained with tears and wear and tear is a testimony to a person who has deep-seated betachin, that his Father in heaven will hear his prayers. So sometimes people have worn out siddurim and they need another one to daven clear because it's hard to daven from. That's fine. But if you have a particular tehillim or something where you, a particular one thing where you daven from all the time, it has a certain preciousness by the fact that all the tears and an effort was put into that. Like Talmidei Chacham have this with some of their svarim that they really put strong effort in learning. It applies to tefillah as well. The tefillah is very, very precious. We could speak hours and hours about it, but we'll leave it at that. But consider every prayer precious, even the siddur you daven from as a very precious siddur. Then he says something, a beautiful concept when it comes to a minig that happens Rosh Hashanah, but it's really a lesson to learn for the whole year. We have these simanim, various kinds of foods that we eat as a symbolic good simon for the new year. One of those things is an apple with honey. It's connected with Rosh Hashanah meal all the time. It's known, that's an apple, dip the apple in the honey, that song. Sweet New Year. What is this concept of the apple and the honey? So he says a beautiful thought. He says if we were to be asked where the apple tree comes from, or where the apple comes from, it comes from an apple tree. Or if you want to be more technical, where does it come from? From a seed, from an apple seed. What makes the apple tree grow? What makes it bear fruit? And the answer is the bee, because the bee transfers the pollen to the tree and enables it to blossom and produce the apples which we eat. So the bee is the catalyst to have the apple tree grow its apples. So when we dip the apple in the honey, what are we doing? We're essentially declaring our recognition and appreciation for the process that we don't see with our eyes. Even though the course of pollination is out of the human eye, we don't see it, we acknowledge it exists. Therefore, when we dip the apple in the honey, we're not just placing the honey on top of the apple. We're highlighting that this apple that we hold originates from this honey that we're putting the apple in. The shayrish of it is the honey, which comes from the bee who does the pollinization. That's the source, that's the shayrish. We go to the root, the source of things. This is a deep lesson for us. We are human beings. We feel things with our five senses. And like the Mesillas Yesharim says, we recognize Hashem, but not through the five senses because we cannot see him literally with our physical eyes. And yet he is the source of all life and of everything. Hashem gives us life and all we need, but we cannot overlook his chesed. So the apple, or a human being, comes from a bee that's a representative of Hashem. It's fascinating that the word dvash, which is honey, dalid, beis, shin, has a numeric value of 306, which equals the words of harachamim, which is also 306, which refers to Hashem. Hashem is telling us of Harachamim, with source of Father of compassion who loves us dearly, created the sweetness of Davash. And just to add to it, he doesn't say it here, another word that's numeric to Davash, which is sweetness, and of Harachamim, Father of compassion, is what? Isha. A woman. Isha is Gematria 306 as well. It is unique to an Isha to recognize the Av Harachamim, who is also Gematria 306, who brings sweetness in particular into their home for their husbands, for their children, which is Gematria 306. And that is the unique kayach of a woman, but it's a kayach for all of us to recognize the source of things that is hidden beneath the surface and see the good within it. And that's a tremendously important concept. In the last year, we mentioned about humility and about how a sugar cube dissolves, and that's by its dissolving, that's how it spreads its sweetness throughout the tea. To not let your ego stick out, but rather dissolve your ego, and that's where your best self-actualization begins. In the reverse order, it says in the Gemara Bava Metzia that a lone coin, if you have a single coin in a vessel, it makes a lot of noise. If you have a box full of coins, shaking it makes a little noise. But if you rattle a box that contains only one coin or two coins, the sound is much louder. So when you have people talking and talking and talking and other people sit silently, you may think that the one who talks always is more knowledgeable, but very often or speaks louder is more knowledgeable. That's not always necessarily true. Sometimes the quiet one, the one with the softer voice, that's the one who has the more wisdom. One person had a note that by the sermon that read, argument very weak here, yell loudly. If your argument is weak, then you need to yell loudly. True wise people don't really publicize their wisdom unless there's a specific purpose for it. They know it has a great strength. They speak softly. That way the quality of the message has a deeper impact, and they know how to zoom in and tailor make it to do it properly. Remember, the sharper the blade, the less pressure is necessary to cut. The wiser the statement, the less force it's necessary to deliver it. You don't need to yell and scream. Your wisdom has its own power to convey what you need to convey. The Gemara says that one of the Chachamim Rav Chiya was traveling to a community where he was not known, and he asked for Haskama from Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda wrote this: "We're sending a great person. Let me tell you what his greatness consists of. He is not ashamed to admit that he does not know something." So Rav Chiya, who was a tremendous Talmud Chacham of unbelievable midas, and the one thing that Rabbi Yehuda wrote as a haskama for him, citing his finest character trait, is that he did not pretend to know everything. Moshe had many noble characters, but the greatest one that the Torah mentions is his humility. You see, Rashi, one of the most amazing things about Rashi, who knew everything in Torah Kamat, but in some places he simply says, "I don't know." People find it difficult to admit that they don't know something. That's another thing which we mentioned in the previous year as well, that when you're praying for wisdom, asking for Siyata Deshmaya to help you with wisdom, to be able to recognize your humility when you don't know something. You're a student. You're here to learn. You humble yourself. And that is a true sign of wisdom. So, to review the various points in this shir, a siddur that is falling apart belongs to someone who isn't. You could look at it as that physical siddur, but the truth is anyone who prays to Hashem all the time has that beautiful connection with Him, and ultimately you become stronger in the process because you're trusting Hashem, who is the source of strength, and you're relying on Him. than the lesson of the apple being dipped in the honey, which is the shayrish, the origin of the apple seed, and how the apple tree grows, and how you got the apple is through the pollinization of the bee, and we're recognizing that source. We too recognize the source of everything, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And we mention Isha, the word Isha, which is a woman, is Gematria 306. Devash, which is honey, is Gematria 306. Of Harachamim, father of compassion, is Gematria 306. Because it's specifically a woman that could be Ma'ir, the Rachamim of the Av HaRachamim. It is specifically her that has the Bini Yisera to be able to see the source of everything, to use the Vash, which is the same numerical value, to sweeten things. Similar to what we said last time, you put honey also. The honey has a certain texture. It's not totally solid, but it's pretty solid. And when is the sweetness of the honey? The same thing we said, like a sugar cube in the last year, you could say with honey in this year. When you want to sweeten the tea with honey, you see the honey on a spoon, you put it in, you mix it, and then it dissolves. The sweetness comes after it dissolves. The humbling of oneself, the not being arrogant, which we tie into the next thing we said about how a lone coin makes noise. If you don't have much wisdom, then you have to yell about it, while if you have wisdom, you could do it quietly. And that is, and one of the aspects of wisdom is also the humility to know, I don't know things. I'm constantly learning, I'm constantly growing. And that itself accesses deeper wisdom. It's a paradox. The more humble and the more you realize you don't know and you want to learn and you want to grow, the more Hashem opens up the gates of wisdom to you. Bracha v'atzlacha.